Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Molly Manning-Walker, Director of Good Thanks You, and I'm with Chris Gordon on Hell Blazer Biz.
Everyone, I have the proud pleasure of Molly Manning-Walker's company this evening. So, hey Molly, how are you?
Hey, very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. You are a UK cinematographer and filmmaker, which is a nice, interesting mix.
Yeah, the different mix, I guess, yeah.
Okay, excellent. So, I mean, well, we're going to start in there. So, why did you want to go into cinematography in the first place? Because that's a very niche and a specialist area to just suddenly to sort of start out with.
So I was always into photography and like making little films on like cameras and stuff like that. And I went to film school and I started studying documentary and cinematography and kind of wanted to look at being a documentary director, but then also shooting them and them myself. And then the budgets that the film school gave the documentary kids were really rubbish, so I was like, hey, all the fiction students get to play with like toys and they get like sets and like they're all like much more finance the films. Mm-hmm. And so I sort of swapped over to just doing cinematography for fiction, and it kind of stuck. So I still love shooting documentaries, but definitely was a pivotal moment. Yeah.
Excellent. Fair enough. And I mean, you've had several short films you've done as well, but you've got, and you're award winning, and even your first film went out as a cinematographer. You won an award at your Student Academy Awards as well. So, you know, you started out straight away winning awards. So come on.
pretty impressive.
How have you found starting up in the industry? Because it is a cutthroat industry.
Yeah, I think it's really brutal. I think you just got to keep going though. Like, I mean, I sort of like forced my way in there by just shooting every, I bought myself a little camera and just shot every day. And then I think social media has kind of changed how cutthroat it is, because you can kind of put out, you can output, you know, as much as you want. Yeah. And in a way it kind of tricks people into thinking you're working all the time. And then they're like, oh, that person's working all the time. Great. And I was just going out shooting stuff on the street, like just like super excited to shoot all the time. And putting it out on Instagram, and then started to get real jobs, which was nice.
Excellent. I think social media has become, yeah, you like you say, it's really changed a lot of the film industry lately. I mean, I've had actors on my show before and they've turned around and they're trying to boost their Twitter and stuff because they say that some places will hire you based on your following your Twitter account.
Totally.
Stuff. It doesn't matter whether you've got any experience or not, but if you've got a high Twitter following, then people think you're popular, so they'll put you in whatever they need to. So, you know, these actors have been working years and years and now trying to get their profiles up, because it's just a new brand, it's a whole new ball game.
It's crazy. Yeah, so crazy but true.
So do you have any filmmakers that inspire you?
Like Eliza Hittman is like my favorite filmmaker, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I sort of started off with the Le Haynes and Steve McQueen, you know, like the sort of French filmmaking, yeah, as I always call it. Céline Sciamma. Indie French cinema is kind of where my heart is at, and then how that translates into Hollywood nowadays is kind of amazing how it's done that.
Mm. Yeah, there's quite a few filmmakers I've met who've got that kind of inspiration and moved up, and it's definitely taken over. And that is, they're looking more at the art form, which is what that whole cinema is about. It's the art of the film rather than just like, you know, blockbusters. They're, you know, exploring the actual art behind it. I mean, I grew up with, studied German films, so I grew up with Fritz Lang and things like that, and studying, you know, those types of really early ones. And I still love Fritz Lang. I think he was just amazing vision. But it's that kind of cinema that I really enjoy as well, one which actually really makes you think and has got the message behind it. Another silly question, essay, about inspiration. If there's anyone you could bring back to life or someone who's still with us, who would you love to work with? It's in a kind of similar vein to the last one. Who would be the worst person you'd love to work with?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think probably, you know what? I probably would love to work with Eliza Hittman. She's not dead, but I would love to work with her. So that gives me more chance, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, there's more. Yeah, definitely. It does help if she is still with us, which is great. You never know. Maybe one day you can as well, which will be
exactly
one of those moments of life where it's just everything comes together. So, which is seems to be for you the way your films are going.
Thank you.
There. It's, I mean, so it's as I mentioned before about obviously getting into film as well, and I speak to a lot of women in film and. This, regardless of how much we've come on, there is still a huge amount of patriarchy in the film industry. So, you know, to actually be able to get out there and push out there is absolutely phenomenal. And it's really, you know, fully respect for the fact, because there are so many powerful women writers and filmmakers like yourself who are pushing out there and actually getting the recognition you finally deserve as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like, we've come a long way, but there's such a long way to go. And like, my mum's a director and she really struggled, and like, you know, she was really successful when she was 25, and mm-hmm. then she kind of had kids and it sort of all fell apart from her. And I think, you know, there's a step, we're stepping slowly, step by step,
yeah,
towards something that's more equal for all of us, but definitely hard.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you can see it now. And I'm a member of several fandoms, and which I obviously, because I'm a geek, Star Wars being the biggest one. And I just see stuff like that. And like, there's this, like episodes of The Mandalorian, which I absolutely love. And then if you've got a female director on this, there's so many, there are people who still criticize, and it's like, excuse me, but you know, Bryce Dallas Howard at the time, the episode she directed was phenomenally good, and it's like, why do you still have this? I just can't understand why people have this hang up over that at all. It just winds me up. It really does, which is why I really try and push and support, obviously, you know, women in film, because you're right, we've got a long way to go, and there's such, you know, it's getting recognised, but yeah, you still look at like the big Oscars and stuff like that, and you say, all right, okay.
Yeah, we're still behind.
Yeah. There's still a huge huge gap there, but that, you know, it is getting there, and it's, you know, people like yourself will be pushing that forward, which is fantastic with what you're doing, which is,
thank you.
Sorry, yeah. Lost for words now then. So, I mean, obviously, we're here to talk about good thanks you, or good mm-hmm. thanks you, which however you say it, which is, it's a powerful film. It is. It's 13 minute, just about 13 minute long short film. And again, I find it fascinating that you guys can make short films and pack such an important, powerful message and story into something so short. It's just, you know, it's really, really great. How long did it take you to shoot that in total?
3 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 3 days we shot, yeah. And, I mean, so much prep, but 3 days to shoot, yeah. Which we probably could have done it in shorter, but because of the nature of the topic, it was necessary to give enough space for it.
Yeah, I can imagine for the people involved as well when they're doing that as well. It's, you know, it does hit hard when they're thinking about obviously getting into the storylines and stuff as well. Everyone, and then you had 90% female crew members as well out from behind the scenes as well, which is again brilliant to get involved. So you really had that. Because it is a uniquely female story, because yes, okay, we've got male abuse out there, and that does go on, sadly, but obviously the story and the message behind it is definitely with you know, for female abuse and stuff like that. So to have that female led vision where everyone has probably obviously got the same and outlook on it.
It was amazing to just hear like how many, I mean, not amazing, but horrible to hear how many people on set have experienced something similar.
Really?
And then when you're all working towards something that, is like a collective passion that everyone wants to tell a story, then it's really, really powerful. And people, you know, I think when we were shooting the assault scene, it was like very upsetting for a lot of people on set. I think I didn't really, especially as a cinematographer, I'm surrounded by men on set all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't really realize the power of what a female set can do until you're kind of experiencing it.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. Like you said, with the content of the film, the story of the film, you can really imagine how much more empowering it is to have that on there. And it's quite shocking, actually, and sad to hear, like you just said, that so many people have experienced stuff like that on in such a small environment, to film one short film. But again, I think that's another thing that this industry has been rife, as we've found out quite a lot as well in recent times. And me too, it's like there's a lot of things there. It's just really is horrific. And I mean, just speaking of horrific, I mean, this is obviously it's formulated. You thought of the idea of bringing it to the audience from your own experiences as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously I don't want to go into because I think that's quite hard.
I mean, I'm happy to talk about it, but yeah.
Yeah, so obviously that's where the inspiration for the film has come from, that you wanted to get that message out there. And I mean, Amy, the character herself, she's, from what I've seen of it as well, it's brilliant because she's disassociated the entire way through, and I might be wrong in how I've picked some things out, but forgive me. But obviously, there seems to be a lot of pressure on her as the victim. And I think that's brilliant because the message, like whenever you see it on the news and whenever you read about it, you always seem to see, it's like she's asked by the police, what were you wearing? You know, and so, you know, what clothes were on? So she started describing the guy, and then, what were you wearing? It's like, who gives a damn what you were wearing? Who cares? You could have been wearing a short, short mini skirt, a crop top or whatever. It's not it doesn't matter what you were wearing or what the person was wearing. There was, you know, the assault happened to you. So, and that's the message. That's how I kind of got to feel, was the way the police was kind of putting it back. Well, maybe if you didn't dress like that, you wouldn't have had, you know, people wouldn't have come on to you and stuff like that. And I feel is a lot of what, not having gone through it myself, but obviously reading about it and seeing it, that's how I feel. A lot of people feel at the end of the day that's how they're treated. That it's like they're made to think it's their own fault.
Yeah, totally. Like I felt as when I went through it, that it was a total blame game, that like people were trying to quickly disarm like the abuser from any blame. And even people who watch the film now, they're like, no, but they wouldn't ask you that. And I'm like, but they did. So, you know, like, it's easy for us to say it, but until you've experienced it and you know that, like, this is the kind of approach that they're taking, it's like, yeah, it's just as shocking as it is in the film. It's like, even as a 16-year-old, when I went through it, I was like, this is crazy. Why are they asking me this? You know, I was aware of how crazy that was.
Mm.
And hopefully that rings true in the film.
Yeah, it did come out, and that's the message I got from it. It was very, very much still that it's the victim is the one being blamed for it all, and not blamed, but it's, you know, it made to feel like it's the victim's fault rather than sympathising with the actual victim and coming from that side of things. There is still very much in the society, in the police system, law society, where people are still looking to try, especially if it's a young girl as well, like yourself, trying to push that across, or with like Amy trying to push it across and say, well, you know, you must have done something to have brought it on. And it's sad, it's really horrible, and just it's emotional to watch the film and think that's how it's still happening. You know, we're in the 21st century, for crying out loud. You'd think things would change, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd hope.
Obviously, I mean, Jasmine played the role brilliantly. So how did you approach the cast to begin with? Because they're all really good, but she obviously was the main character, Amy.
Jasmine is someone I saw in a play. I mean, she's a powerhouse, firstly. But I saw her in a play about 5 years ago, and she hadn't done much yet. And I was like, she's the girl. I really want her to play it. and it was sort of like bubbling at the time, and we couldn't get her. And anyway, eventually, when all the stars had kind of aligned, where we had the money to make the film and the script was much better, and and we had much better support around us, she finally said yes. And so she was kind of always the one, and I tried really hard to get her. So I'm really glad that her career's taken off in the way it has.
Yeah, she definitely has. And you're right, she's a powerhouse. She was really, really good in that film. She didn't have to, it's when an actor can talk to you without actually saying any words, that's when you know how good they are. And she was, there was quite a few moments in there, and just the expressions on her face, the way she would move, and it really, you really knew exactly that, you felt exactly what she was going through in there, and like you say, as I mentioned before, the disassociation with people, and just like even the basic touch and stuff, which normally would have been fine, and all of a sudden that's immediately associates it with what she went through, and it changes the dynamics of relationships. It's horrifying. I know you've been through it, so apologies, but yeah, sounds like I'm teaching you to suck eggs, but I'm trying to explain. It's like it really does. It shows how much it affects not just you, but the relationships around the person as well, and everything. And the message from the film, if that's the message you're trying to portray, that's the message I got, because it was really, a power, really good film to come out and say that.
Thank you. Yeah, that was definitely the message. Just to, no one ever talks about how you can move on in with relationships or partners, or it's always about how to get prosecution, which isn't necessarily always what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice to get someone prosecuted, but you're right. It's the emotional side. How do you, when you've got a partner, how do you move on? How do you talk to them? How do you explain what's happening? And that is brilliant. And and it finishes too soon, because that's just, you're literally just sitting there and waiting, and it's just... And then it's the end credits. You're like, oh, which is how the feeling that you expect, that's what you're looking for people to feel at the end is like,
yeah,
it's got there. It's got to that bit. So how does it feel? I mean, you've been selected for over 20 film festivals as well, and including Oscar qualifying ones as well, which is what, BOGO Shorts as well, I think if that's how you pronounce it. So how does that feel? That must be brilliant as well. I mean, I've already said you started off award winning, so.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. It's an interesting experience, because we never really made the film for festivals. It was made for to open discussion. But what I'm realizing more and more, especially in this year where we've all been festivals have gone online and everyone's been sort of at home ready to watch things, is that just given the film the most amazing audience to be able to be seen and not to be stuck in the ether. So it feels good. It feels like we're doing both. We're getting the film seen and we're sort of getting critical acclaim, which is kind of, what more could you ask for?
Well, yeah, exactly. It's a perfect mix. Like I say, 2020 has been horrendous for most of us, all of us. But then in some ways it's not. It's been great. Because and being honest, just like you say, even regardless, like you say, you didn't make it for film festivals, but the fact you're getting your message out there and that message is now going and it's reaching all these people. It's reaching people like me, who's come to me and seeing this. So yeah, the message is getting across and it's pushing out, and that's a really critical, that's the whole reason for the film, but that's a critical point, is to push that message across the world and open that discussion. It is a difficult thing to talk about, a very difficult thing to talk about, but it's not impossible, and that's definitely what we should be doing more of, and bringing it out into the fore.
For definite. I think if we've learned anything from this year, it's we should be talking more with our loved ones.
Yeah. Regardless of how difficult things are or how difficult the topic is, it's just open up and, things are too short and.
Yeah.
Or in some cases like mine, you're stuck indoors with the same people for 8 months. You've got no choice. It's like, okay, I've finished Netflix now. What do I do? I'm going to have to talk. Exactly. Yeah, no, yeah, you are right. You know, it's open. It's a great message to open up and talk and be free to open, you know, to be free to talk and don't feel ashamed, especially in that situation. You shouldn't feel ashamed. It's not the victim's fault. It wasn't Amy's fault at all. And society needs to change that viewpoint that's, you know, they still pushing to make it look like that, because they definitely are. Excellent. You're kind of working on, I know you're working on another feature at the moment. You probably can't talk about it, but it's all I've got is a line saying you're working on a feature at the moment, which is with Film 4, which is another your directorial debut for a feature. And film, and, you know,
yeah,
didn't get pretty better than Film 4 either, to be fair. That's a cracking start for you. Is there anything you can tell me about that?
Oh, I don't actually know how much I can say, but it's a really good. It's touching on the same stuff,
okay,
on the same topics, and sort of we're gonna have a shot at making it next year, and if Corona backs off, and yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's a topic that's like really close to my heart, and yeah.
Fantastic. A feature would be great. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to get you in trouble by saying too much about it. But yeah, obviously, I can appreciate that. And a feature film would be great as well, to build on that story and build on it, because you can get so much message in a short. But I can just imagine how powerful a feature on it would be, and the success that will have as well. Obviously, regardless of whether you want the success, whether it's, obviously you do want success, but I know it'd be written because you want to write, because you want to get the message out. So again,
yeah,
the audience it will reach would be fantastic. Cool. Before I wrap this up, is there anything that you'd like to say to people who are listening or watching?
No, just if you get the chance to watch the film, then that's amazing. And if you get the chance to talk to your loved ones about it, then that's even better.